terror.
Nigash. Christ. That's a nice welcoming sound for being 37.
How you doing, pal? October 13th, 2009. I am officially past my mid-30s. I'm closer to 40 than I ever was before. And it's all good. It's cold out. The cold whiskey peach tree isn't having it. And I hope this garage door stays down today, because if it doesn't, we're going to have problems. Let's see. So, I was trying to introduce Zen to Apollo 13 last night. And he's getting on his bus now. And he's going to go to school with his friend that wears purple pants.
Sarkozy is being accused of nepotism.
Has
a 23-year-old son seen all but likely to take over the management of France's wealthiest business district.
Nicolas Sarkozy, those Europeans, they are stealthy and wealthy, and they're completely wise. But sometimes they're not. The weeping willows weepy. And I'm on. Saw Rocky last night, driving to his other house, and he looked sad, poor guy. He has that look of a journeyman, adventurer, but just someone that hasn't caught any breaks. But he's still alive. He's fought through the odds, a lot of odds, as far as I can tell. I'm gonna go back around here to make sure the garage door is closed. Let's see, what the hell else is going on? That's about it. I mean, I've gotten to a point where I get nervous when my birthday comes up because so many things tend to happen on my birthday. I remember when we moved in the house, Carrie, the big birthday weekend that we were gonna have, Carrie sprained her ankle and was out all weekend and went to the emergency room. And I think the next year, I don't know, it seemed like something had happened. But anyway, I dig it. Getting older, it's cool. It's too bad you can't take the wisdom that you get from being an older fella and jam it when you're younger so you can maximize things, but that's just the way things work. The whole world would be different if we operated that way. I mean, if you take the mass notion of one thing and start applying it to the other things, there's an inevitability that it's just going to be kind of silly. Well, I hope the garage door stays down. That's what I hope. I go back by the house. Let's see what else is going on. I think that's about it. New day of work, a new day of living. I always have a good feeling when I'm going to get mail in the mail today, and I have a feeling especially because it's my birthday, I had this poem that was published in a journal that I requested a copy for because I did a video for it. And I bet you it's going to come in today. And I don't feel so tired today. Maybe it's just that charge and knowing that it's a birthday day and all that shit. But let's see, what else we got? That is another thing. You know, when I start thinking about how the world works, it's something I want to teach these boys, is that unfortunately, most of my emails and most of my correspondences have to do with business anymore. And the older you get to that point. But the aspects of business that just chide me, it's unfortunate. And I've seen this so much of this ugliness in company life. You know, I wrote this essay that was in this book. My child rides this short bus, I believe is what it's called. And it was published and I didn't see a copy, and I thought, well, maybe I'll do a book reading. So I contacted publishers of it and they send me a PDF of it. So I put the PDF up on my blog because I know people follow and people would be interested, and this person freaks out and says, take it down. And I understand, you know, I don't want to cut into sales, but how much was my little blog going to cut into sales? What was I, little old me, going to do to really fuck things up? I mean, it was a big exclamation point, a big deal, and it's like, I don't know, I just get so fucking tired of this whole mentality that you have to hoard as much money as possible. I'm an artist and I give my work out. I sell it cheap, and it's just fucking goddamn people. I just wish people could get over themselves and realize that still not such a big deal. You know, the other day Rocky gave me this piece of paper, and I've read it before. Wait. Gave me, there's two dogs I always have to whistle at. Gave me this book, or this email, about how much, like 20 years ago, the way things worked. And it's like, wow, the amount of regulations, restrictions, rules, and bounties we put over our daily activities is astonishing. I mean, it's a testament to how little people trick-or-treat anymore, how little people converse when they're alone in a room because we have technology, how many things we are ruled by because of the convenience of technology that are eventually going to strap us down. And the bigger point of this was arming our kids with the tools to survive if they had to. Because that was ultimately what he was saying from his perspective. It's like survival. And I buy it. I mean, we've gotten to a point now where it's like, these kids, if the electricity goes out, can't add up change at a cash register. I mean, there's so many things that these kids just don't know. Like the other day, my nephew-in-law, Nick, was looking at the newspaper and read an article. And on the front page, the article, it said at the bottom, A14. And he didn't know how to translate that. Had no idea that that was where you lead to the next page to finish the article up. I mean, just shit like that. It's like people don't know how to read young kids don't know how to read a newspaper. You know, I mean, it's not like they really read it anyways, but they don't even know how it works. I mean, if I took the Dewey Decimal System and introduced it to a bunch of kids, they'd probably look at me like I was an alien from another planet. You know, it's like, it's fucking crazy shit. Ooh, is that my little boy? No? That's not him on the bus. I always like that when I accidentally skirt by these kids when I'm going to work. It's pretty fucking cool. So what, there's a little pleasures in life, isn't it? Really, as you get older and you experience the grandiose and the minuscule and the in-betweens. A lot of living left to go, old man. I'm gonna stick around for a while. And on that note, do some backflips over there on the other side, pal.